time to fire up that 16 millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet.
What it is, Nick?
I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
That's right. It is time for our monthly visit with the great Jeff Tuckman. And get your phone calls in with your questions. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. Get in there and text your questions as well if you'd like to. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick. Great to be here.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, it's good to be back in the showcase.
We are in the showcase studio. This is the first time that we've been together in the showcase studio in many years.
Oh, man. We used to be here on Friday nights.
Friday nights and Saturday nights. Yeah, the overnights. We'd do some stuff up here. Overnights, we had four hours of shows. Yeah, there you
go. 5 hours of shows. Great.
So, well, welcome, Jeff. We're glad to have you here. And we're here to answer some questions, and we'll find out what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. That's always a lot of fun. And Jeff always comes bearing gifts, and I got to tell you, Jeff, I am looking at what we're giving away this morning, and it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And people who are listening right now, we've got three of these to give away, and you got to listen. We have trivia questions. You're going to want to call in for this. Tell everybody what we got to give away this morning.
We have a four-film Jimmy Stewart collection, and not just throwaway films.
No. These are four of the best movies that Jimmy Stewart had ever been in. Seriously, this is a magnificent collection of four movies.
You want to tell the people what
sure.
we're doing?
We are giving away Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, and The Glenn Miller Story. It doesn't get better than that.
And a bunch of extras also.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bonus features on it. There's a documentary about Vertigo. There's the foreign censorship ending from Vertigo. There's some Rear Window stuff. There's a bunch of trailers on it. Again, it's the Jimmy Stewart four movie collection vintage art series, Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, The Glenn Miller Story. This is fantastic.
You know, Nick, and what's interesting about Jimmy Stewart, the American Film Institute had listed him as the number three male screen legend of all time.
Number three. Who was two and
they
one?
They put him behind.
Yeah.
Number one is Humphrey Bogart.
Okay.
Number two is Cary Grant.
Okay.
And number three is Jimmy Stewart.
You know, that's really
pretty good company.
No. I'll tell you what. We last month in February, I screened The Philadelphia Story at my film club. That's Jimmy Stewart, Cary Grant, and, well, you know, a little woman named Katharine Hepburn.
Yes.
So, like, one of the greatest trilogies of actors, a trio of actors that you could put into a movie. So the number two and number three male stars of all time starred in the movie I screened last month.
That's right. And what's amazing is that if people are going to talk about this 50 years from now,
yeah,
they'll still be number one, number two, and
no,
number
so,
three.
No question about it. The amazing thing about when we screen The Philadelphia Story is that movie is 78 years old, and it's still great.
Oh, yes.
So we had a packed house. We watched it. Patty Vasquez and I introduced the movie. It's one of Patty's favorite movies. And it was just so great to see it on the big screen. And you know, they don't make them like... I know I sound like an old man, but, you know, The Philadelphia Story, they don't make them like that anymore. They just don't, you know?
Well, it's so different today. It's so unique, especially with all the different ways that we have that movies come into our homes.
Yeah.
You know, or if you're in a vehicle, I'm behind somebody and they're watching movies.
Yeah, I know. They've got the minivans going with the kids in the back watching their Incredibles and stuff, which is cool. But this is the James Stewart four movie collection vintage art series, and it's Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, and the Glenn Miller Story. Vertigo is my favorite Hitchcock movie. And one of my favorite Jimmy Stewart performances. I think he's incredible in it, and it's my favorite Hitchcock movie. It's great. My dad's favorite movie of all time is part of this collection, Rear Window. That's my dad's favorite movie of all time.
Well, you know what's amazing is that if you think about the wide range of films that Jimmy Stewart was in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and people, everybody has their favorites.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's A Wonderful Life is your favorite, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but he went through the whole time of making westerns.
Yeah.
And terrific.
He'd made every kind of movie. And he was great. I mean, James Stewart was great. I told the story just the other morning here on the show about how I met Jimmy Stewart. He came in for an interview with Roy, and I was like literally shaking when I met him. And it was because it's Jimmy Stewart, and he was very old at that time. And he was in town to promote a book of poetry that he had written, because you remember he would go on Johnny Carson, he would read poems and stuff.
Yes.
So they put out a couple of volumes of his poetry, and he was in town to promote that. And he couldn't have been nicer. He was older, but he was sharp as a tack. You know what I mean? Still funny. He was a little bit, you know, he was old, but he was sharp as a tack. And, I was literally shaking when I met him, and I shook his hand, and I told him how much I admired him, and he signed my Vertigo poster. So it's a great memory. And, but anyway, the James Stewart 4 movie collection vintage art series. We have three of these to give away. Let's throw out the first trivia question before we break. And you guys can call in on, the regular line, at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What's the first trivia question, Jeff?
Jimmy Stewart made 4 films with Alfred Hitchcock and 3 with Frank Capra. Give us the names of the films.
Okay. Jimmy Stewart made 4 films with Hitchcock, and he made 3 with Frank Capra. What are the names of those 7 movies? 4 films with Hitchcock, 3 films with Capra. What were the names of those movies? If you can get in here first and name those movies, you get yourself the Vintage Art Series James Stewart 4 Movie Collection, which includes Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, and The Glenn Miller Story. All right, Jeff, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get the answer to the trivia question, and we'll start answering all of your questions as well. Get them in here now, 312-981-7200. The Bulls charge into Detroit as they look to put the brakes on the Motor City. Bulls Pistons tonight at 6 on WGN-TV. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's music from The Glenn Miller Story, which stars James Stewart, and it's part of the Vintage Art Series James Stewart 4 Movie Collection that we are giving away this morning. We have 3 copies of it. It's Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, The Glenn Miller Story. And we threw out a trivia question, and we're still haven't gotten an answer yet. I'll repeat it really quick, Jeff, and then Jeff Tuckman is here, by the way, and we'll see if they can get it. Jimmy Stewart has made 4 movies with Alfred Hitchcock, and he made 3 movies with Frank Capra. What are the names of these movies? You know the 4 movies that Hitchcock made with him? You know the 3 movies that Frank Capra made with him? You call 312-981-7200, name all 7 of those movies, 4 with Hitchcock, 3 with Capra, and you get yourself this unbelievable package of vintage art James Stewart movies, Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, and The Glenn Miller Story. Welcome back to the show, Jeff.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, Jimmy Stewart's was known as like the everyman. Everybody, you know, like, I mean, one of the reasons why, I mean, people loved him was because he was just like, he could, you know, you could identify with him. And he was one of those actors that, like, he just seemed naturally like the best guy in the world and the nicest guy in the world. And, you know, doing stuff like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I mean, that's just a, you know, it's a legendary movie.
Well, what was great is that when I think of Jimmy Stewart, I also think about he loved going on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
He was great. Every appearance that he did was great.
He really was. And you would see a different side of Jimmy Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beauty of it. And if he went on 1 month and he was on the next month, it was never the same. It was always something new and fresh.
One of the most memorable Jimmy Stewart appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson was when he did the poem about his dog that had just, his dog had just died. And he did this poem about his dog, and like it brought tears to everybody's eyes in the theater, and it brought Johnny to tears and everything. And it's just one of those moments that whenever they do, you know, like a best of The Tonight Show, or whenever they have like a retrospective of some of the greatest things that ever happened on The Tonight Show, that's always there. They always replay that clip.
I remember that. I remember him also talking about his daughter on the show, you know, and he was married forever, you know, with this his wife. And it was funny because, he was so natural. He really, you know, when he talked slowly, that's how he spoke.
Yeah.
That's how he spoke to people. And it was, I remember him talking about when he was young and he came to Hollywood, and he was so awkward when he would go out with movie stars. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah. You know? That wasn't his lifestyle. I mean, that's really, right. Seriously. And we, one of the reasons why Jimmy Stewart came up just this past week was because someone had brought, we were talking about, you know, celebrity endorsements and commercials and products and stuff like that, you know, like Carl Malden doing American Express traveler's checks, don't leave home without him, that kind of stuff. And somebody brought up the fact that Jimmy Stewart did the voice for those Campbell Soup commercials.
Oh, yes.
In the 80s, yeah. And I had completely forgotten about that, but it was like somebody else's hands, you know, with the making the soup, and then, but it was Jimmy Stewart talking about Campbell's soup. So, all right, I think we got a winner. What was the question again there, Jeff?
Jimmy Stewart made 4 films with Alfred Hitchcock and 3 with Frank Capra.
Right.
Give us the names of the films.
Okay. And we've got Nick, who's on the road. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
All right, buddy. What were the 4 films with Alfred Hitchcock?
Okay, the 4 movies with Alfred Hitchcock were Rope, Rear Window, Vertigo, and The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Okay, and the 3 with Frank Capra?
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, It's a Wonderful Life, and Can't Take It With You.
Absolutely right.
You got it, buddy. Congratulations. This is a fantastic group of movies, as you know. It's Vertigo, yeah. Rear Window, Harvey, The Glenn Miller Story, with a bunch of really cool extras as well. And you've got that coming to you, okay, Nick?
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Be careful out there on the road, okay?
You know it.
All right, buddy. Hang on a second. Hang on. That's Nick on the road, and he's our first winner of the James Stewart 4 movie collection. We have 2 more of these to give away. And Jeff, you've been in the business forever.
Long time.
Like before the first video store ever opened.
That's right.
You were in the business. And now it's so different. You know, now, because as you mentioned a little bit earlier, the way we can see movies now has so changed. We can watch them on our phones. They get them, you know, stream them right into our television. And yet it still is popular. Redbox still does incredible business, correct?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they've got a device called Roku. I'm sure you know of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The amazing part about this is there are literally thousands of movies and serials that you may not even have known about.
Yeah.
And now it's readily available. It is like having library after library after library at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it'll do, it'll encourage people to go back and rewatch maybe titles that they haven't looked at in 10 years, 15 years or more,
mm-hmm.
and see movies, because it's not just, yes, obviously if we talk about classic movies, but there are really thousands of films that aren't considered classic,
right.
Movies that are still
and
good
you
films.
Can get them at your fingertips. It's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Jeff, hang on, okay? Jeff Tuckman is with us. We have 2 more copies of the James Stewart collection to give away, and we'll answer any of your questions. If you can't think of the title of a movie, if it's making you crazy, maybe you know who's in it or you know the plot, you can describe it to us. We'll help you out with that. We got a great batting average for getting those right. And also, if you got a question about whether a DVD is available or a Blu-ray is available or a movie question, a Blu-ray tech question, any of that, phone lines are open. Get in here now, 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran back at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday morning. It means Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming in. Get your requests going at 312-981-7200. We also have our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and, of course, You Big Dummy. And that's all coming up. Also, we will have a visit from Brightside Theater. Well, the artistic director, Jeffrey Cass, here, the director of their latest show, and a couple of cast members will be joining us. Their latest production is The 39 Steps, which opens tonight. It's crazy that they join us. This is like a tradition now. They join us the morning of their opening, which is a crazy week. You know, you're in tech week, you're leading up to your opening night, but they take some time to talk to us. And 39 Steps opens tonight at Brightside Theater in Naperville, and we'll talk to them all about that coming up after the 3 o'clock news. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Right now, Jeff Tuckman is with us, and we just heard the music from the movie Harvey. It's that Invisible Rabbit movie.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And the reason why we heard the music from Harvey is because we are giving away, we have 2 more to give away, the Vintage Art Series James Stewart 4 Movie Collection, which includes Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, and The Glenn Miller Story. four of James Stewart's best movies, and there's a whole bunch of bonus features on it, and it's just really cool. We got two more to give away, and that's what's coming up. But if you have a question for Jeff, when is something available on DVD, whether it's available on Blu-ray, all that stuff, a tech question, you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you want to describe it to us or tell us who's in it, we'll help you out in that department too. Call or text right now. Phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Jeff, a couple of texts have come in. Margaret in Bridgeport is wondering where I can find the original Strawberry Shortcake cartoons from the early 80s. Oh, the old Strawberry Shortcake cartoons.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, we distributed them many, many years
ago. Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yeah?
So I think Family Home Video and very good sellers, actually.
Yeah, no, they were Strawberry Shortcake, very, very popular.
Not only that, but very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really classy. I mean, you can get it, you know, trying to, but you're probably going to have to purchase it. I don't, you know, the one thing we talk about, you know, how things have changed over the 30-something years I've been in the video business is that it's pretty hard to find stores that rent videos.
Yeah, the rental thing is not really like Redbox you can and things like that. But to find something like Strawberry Shortcake from the 80s, that's going to be a very, very difficult thing to even attempt.
But to purchase you can get it. You can get it online. There are stores in Chicago that do have children's sections that you can find it.
Well, one of the other things is Jeff, as you know, a lot of hard to find things, like especially like cartoons and some of that stuff, a lot of people post that stuff on YouTube. It's been posted up on YouTube, so
you might
want to check YouTube, because there are a lot of there are movies that are posted up on YouTube, and I think if you just go to YouTube and you type in Strawberry Shortcake cartoons, I would imagine a bunch of them pop up. That would be my guess. But if you're looking to buy them, check the Amazon and all that stuff. We know the collections have been out there. How much they're priced, we're not really sure. We could look it up a little bit later on. But they are available. So look, just and check out YouTube. And then, you know, if you want the collections for yourself, they have been released. They were released on VHS. They were released on DVD as well. So that's Strawberry Shortcake's cartoons from the early 80s. Okay, Jeff, why don't we throw out our next trivia question? And the first person in at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You know the answer to this question, you will get a copy of the four-movie collection of James Stewart. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
In 1985, Jimmy Stewart was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Academy. He was nominated 5 times for Academy Awards, and believe it or not, only won once. Tell us the names of the films he was nominated for and the one he won for Best Actor.
Okay. He was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, and he won once. What were the names of the movies he was nominated for, and what was the movie that he won for? 312-981-7200. Jimmy Stewart nominated 5 times for Academy Awards, and he only won once. What was the movie that he won for, and what were the nominations names of the movies where he was nominated for 5 times? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And we'll get a winner. It's amazing that it's hard to believe that he only won once.
I mean, that's... Well, think about the people who've never won. Unfortunately, well, there were some years that he was up against some pretty tough competition. And if you think about the way the Academy works, you know, think about how many classic films there were more than one person who was nominated either for Best Actor or Best Actress, and they kind of stamp each other out.
Yeah.
And someone else comes in there and wins for the Academy Award. It's just when you have such a great actor like Jimmy Stewart,
yeah,
who was in such films that, you know, really, really, the word classic sometimes overused.
Yeah.
But classic films, and he won once. And
he only won once, which is really kind of crazy. But, you know, I remember the Lifetime Achievement Award, what they gave to him in 85. And it was a wonderful speech, and it was very memorable. Oh, I think we've got a winner. Repeat the question one more time, Jeff.
In 1985, Jimmy Stewart was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Academy. He was nominated 5 times for Academy Awards and won once.
Okay.
Tell us the names of the films.
All right. Here we go. We have Sean. All right, Sean, what do you got?
All right. You got Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It's a Wonderful Life, Harvey, Anatomy of a Murder, and he won for The Philadelphia Story.
Aren't they great films?
Yeah, that's it. You're absolutely right, Sean. And it's crazy that he's only won one Academy Award. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
So, Sean, are you a Jimmy Stewart fan?
Yeah, I just had to kind of look up what he actually won for, but yeah, I've seen a bunch of his films.
Yeah, well, you got four classics. You just won four classics. Vintage Art Series, James Stewart, four-movie collection, Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, and the Glenn Miller Story. Hang on, okay, Sean? Hang on.
Okay.
All right, cool. So he won for The Philadelphia Story. We talked about that when I screened the movie.
Yes.
And Jimmy Stewart has gone on the record as saying that he shouldn't have won that year for The Philadelphia Story. He's great in The Philadelphia Story. And having seen it on the big screen about a month ago, he's really, really wonderful in it. It's a great performance. But Jimmy Stewart has gone on record as saying that it was kind of a makeup because they didn't give it to him for Mr. Smith Goes to Washington the year before. And the reason why he says he doesn't deserve it is because he was nominated against Henry Fonda in The Grapes of Wrath. And so it's like, you know what? Yeah, Jimmy, maybe they gave it for you for a different movie because Henry Fonda is unbelievable in The Grapes of Wrath. And it took, you know, that's the other interesting thing is that it took Henry Fonda to his last movie to win an Oscar. Henry Fonda never won an Academy Award until his last movie, and his last movie was On Golden Pond.
That's right.
And that was the first movie he ever won for. So there's another guy who, you know, has put in insane amounts of great performances who wasn't given it to until his final movie.
Well, that's right. I mean, and even if you think about, you know, Katharine Hepburn, who, you know, held the record for most nominations, you may even pick some of her movies saying, I can't believe she didn't win for this role or didn't win, you know. And if you think, you know, of Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, we can go on and on now about
people. Well, you know, Katharine Hepburn had the record for most nominations until Meryl Streep. And Meryl Streep's been nominated like 21 times or something like that, which is insane. And she was nominated. She was just nominated this year for The Post. So, all right, let's see. Here's a question. If you guys want to get in here, it's 312-981-7200. Wondering if something's coming out on DVD or you can't think of the title of a movie, all that cool stuff. Call us right now, 312-981-7200. The 563 area. I'm laughing because I'm reading this question, Jeff. And we were talking about these movies not too long ago on the show. 563 area code. Is the BMX movie Rad available on DVD or streaming? And it is available.
Yes, it is.
Do you remember Rad?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Rad from 1986. We were talking about those types of movies, how they were popular in the 80s, and you had like skateboarding movies, and you had these BMX bikes movies, and you had rollerblade and roller skating movies. We were talking about Solar Babies and Gleaming the Cube. And Rad came up. We were talking about Rad, and now someone wants to know if it's available. And I just, let me see here. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. It's available on DVD, and they've got it in stock. It's in stock for $15.99.
Those movies had a pretty big following, and you know, but it was interesting because you know how we go through all these phases.
Yeah, when you get fads and they make a movie out of it, and you never know how long that's going to last, and all that crazy stuff. But yeah, so Rad is available. That's there you go. So if you guys have questions, 312-981-7200. Jeff, let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll give away another collection of the Jimmy Stewart movies. We'll answer some questions at 312-981-7200, and you'll give us a preview of stuff that's coming out in the coming weeks and months.
You got it.
All right, cool. Jeff Tuckman is with us. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got one more of the James Stewart four movie collections to give away. It's Vertigo, Rear Window, Harvey, and the Glenn Miller Story. And we'll answer some of your questions as well at 312-981-7200. Okay, quick break. We'll be back after this. My dad's favorite movie, Rear Window. And I screened it about a year ago at my film club. And it was one of the biggest crowds we've ever had. And really an amazing movie, Rear Window. And that's part of this collection is Rear Window, Vertigo, Harvey, and the Glenn Miller Story. And we've got one more to give away. And let's throw out that trivia question real quick here.
Okay, Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda were lifelong friends who actually lived together at one time. They appeared in four films together. Give us the names of the films.
Okay.
Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda, they were buddies, and they appeared in four films together. What are those four films that starred Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda? What are those four films Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda co-starred in? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for our final copy of the James Stewart four-movie collection. What were the four movies that Henry Fonda and Jimmy Stewart starred in together? Okay. 312-981-7200. First person through will win. Let's go to Barbara on WGN. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Yes, I'm interested in wondering whether the film Those Were the Days is on available on DVD. It's an old movie with William Holden, and it was filmed in Galesburg at Knox College.
Yeah, it came out in 1940.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty classic movie, but we're looking it up. Jeff's got a whole bunch of stuff in front of him, and it's not out there.
No, something must have happened where I think it was available at one time, taken off the market. You could try some of the auction sites, like eBay,
mm-hmm.
if you have access to that.
Yeah.
That's probably your best bet if some collector is selling it, because as far as being able to order it right now, you just can't do that.
Yeah,
so.
It's not available, Barbara, but the auction site, somebody might have a copy that they're selling.
That's too bad. You know, if they had printed that out and sold them copies to the Knox College, I bet you they could get rid of a whole
yeah.
bunch of copies.
Yeah, they probably could. Okay, Barbara, thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 630 area code wanted to let us know that President Video in Wheaton is alive and well, and they've got a great stock, too. So there's a few of them out there.
Good, yes.
There's a few out there.
Yes.
And Russ wants to know if the Carol Burnett shows are available on DVD.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we've given them away.
We have. We gave them away right here, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's many. It's Time Life, and they have many of them. There's Christmas specials. There are,
yeah.
You know.
There's a ton of Carol Burnett stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, yes, sir, Russ. That's out there. Look for it. You'll find it easily. Okay. What was our trivia question for the final copy of the James Stewart four-movie collection that we're giving away?
Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda were lifelong friends who lived together at one time. They appeared in four films together. Give us the names of the films.
Okay, we got Pam here. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Ned.
Hi. Okay, can you name...
I am so excited.
Okay, can you name... That's so good. What, can you name the movies?
On Our Merry Way, The Cheyenne Social Club, How the West Was Won, and Fire Creek.
You got it.
Thank you so much. I love Jimmy Stewart. Rear Window is my favorite movie also.
Yeah, that's my dad's favorite. And it is
I
mean, this is four of his best movies, too. You got Rear Window, you got Vertigo, you got Harvey, and you got the Glenn Miller story. This is fantastic. And a whole bunch
thank
of extras.
Thank you so much.
Now, Pam, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. You hang
thank
on, okay?
You.
Hang on.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on a second. There we go. We'll put Pam on hold. And there you go. That's what it's our last copy of the Jimmy Stewart collection to give away. And we got a couple of more questions here. Let's see. Here is Lance on WGN. Hey, Lance.
Hey, good show, Nick.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I can describe a movie plot with a long time ago, Michael Caine.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, the plot was he was a cop over in England, and somebody kidnapped his daughter, and he eventually figured out that it was his cop associates.
Okay. Do you know what era Michael Caine this is?
I'm saying around 40 years ago, 42.
Okay, so we're talking about 70s?
Yeah, I just happened to see it one night years ago. If I remember correctly, it was black and white.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll leave that out there. Maybe somebody knows. Keep your radio on, okay, Lance?
Okay, man.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right. And we got one more question here, and then we want to find out some of the stuff that's coming out in the future. And here is Ronnie, who's in Kentucky. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. What are you looking for?
There's a few titles I'm trying to find that I can't get a hold of. The Incident with Tony Musante and...
Yeah.
Martin Sheen's first movie. I got a bootleg copy of it. I paid $30 for it. It skips.
Yeah.
I'm looking for No Way to Treat a Lady with Rod Steiger.
Well, hold on a second, Ronnie. The incident is not available. Also, you know who else is in that movie? Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
That's that movie that takes place on the subway. And right. It's a classic. Movie. But it's not available on DVD. No Way to Treat a Lady?
Mm-hmm.
Also, actually, that is available. It's No Way to Treat a Lady it's is available. Yeah, you should be able to find that one. It's absolutely available.
Oh, how about Ring of Fire with David Janssen and Frank Gorshin?
Oh, no. You know what? We get that one all the time.
That's right.
That's really? Like we get it like every month someone calls in or texts in with that one, and that's also not available.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to talk so fast when I'm calling long distance, but there's one more. There was one with Ernest Borgnine and Lee Marvin. Ernest
Emperor Borgnine, of the North.
Like a farmer, and he killed Lee Marvin with a pitchfork. I don't know the title of it.
Well, the Ernest Borgnine, Lee Marvin movie that I know is Empire of the North, but that's the one. Empire of the North is the one that pops into my head.
Yeah, see, I don't know if it's that one, because, you know, he played like a farmer, Ernest Borgnine, and he killed Lee Marvin. He was a criminal, an escaped criminal, like on a farm with a pitchfork, and it was on TV, like, back in the 60s.
Well, maybe somebody will know. We'll leave that one out there, but the Ernest Borgnine, Lee Marvin movie that I love is Emperor of the North, and sometimes known as Emperor of the North Pole. You remember that movie where he's like... Lee Marvin is like the classic hobo who jumps on trains, and Ernest Borgnine is insane and goes after him because he jumps on his train.
That's a good movie.
Robert Aldridge is a great film. Great film. So, all right, Ronnie, we'll leave that out there. Maybe somebody will know, and if we got the Michael Caine thing, we'll leave that out there, and then we'll pass that information on to you if we get it. All right, Jeff, what's coming up? What are people looking forward to here, DVD related?
Well, there are, you know, if you've watched the Academy Awards, a lot of the movies are ready to come out.
Yes.
They did a really good job. Some are available already. The ones that just came out, I want to say, Coco, it won for the best song.
You know, and best animated feature.
Yes.
And it's a great movie. If you've not seen Coco, it is a great movie. But make sure, here's the thing, make sure you have tissues, because the damn Pixar people make you cry every movie. Right. And this is no exception. Coco is a movie where you're going to cry. There's just no question about it, unless you have no soul.
I recommend it. You can get it. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, you know, is available.
Great movie.
I just want to mention a couple titles before I get to all the Academy Award. Is that this week, Austin City Limits, if you happen to watch that on PBS, you know, they've got a collection called A Song for You, The Austin City Limits Story. It's 40 years of Austin. I mean, you talk about the artists who've appeared.
Yeah.
Right? It's available on DVD. Willie Nelson, Beck, Ray Charles, Radiohead, Wilco, Pixies, Dave Grohl, Stevie Ray Vaughan, B.B. King, John Prine, Amy Lou Harris, Steve Earle, Bonnie Raitt, Leonard Cohen, Jeff Tweedy, Buddy Guy, Sheryl Crow. And it's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the crowd loves it. The third season of Laugh-In is available.
I know.
But they do have their fans, Nick. Yeah. This week, Lady Bird is available.
Yeah, and you should check it out. It's a great movie.
It's a
wonderful movie.
Yeah, I mean.
And Saoirse Ronan is just a treasure.
Oh, she's great.
She's just amazing.
She's great. But the big week is March 13th.
Okay. Which is coming up this Tuesday.
Right. In fact, some of the commercials for Justice League is running on TV.
Yep.
I highly recommend it. But that week, besides Justice League, you have Ferdinand, which is terrific. I mean, The Shape of Water, which won everything.
It won Best Picture and Best Director and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. I, Tonya comes out that week.
Terrific movie that should have been nominated for Best Picture, but it wasn't.
Right.
And Allison Janney won the Academy Award for
She did.
So.
The Disaster Artist, Call Me By Your Name.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the same week.
Yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead Season 3. And then the following week, you got Welcome to the Jungle.
Mm-hmm. Jumanji monster hit at the box office.
Yes. It was very good. And the following week, you have Star Wars Episode 5, The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
The 27th. The third season, Mr. Robot. The last movie star, I mean, one of the reasons I'm mentioning it is that commercials are running like crazy on TV with Burt Reynolds.
Right.
And I saw that. And in April, there's a couple films that I want to mention. April 10th is really the big week in April. You got The Greatest Showman. You got Molly's Game, Proud Mary, which nobody went to see.
Nobody went to see it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie, though. But nobody...
Yeah.
Well, if you like that.
Yeah.
But here's one I did like. Phantom Thread comes out that week.
Great film.
Same week. So
all right.
That's a pretty good week.
Yeah. All right. All right, Jeff. People couldn't get through with a question. What's your email?
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. Okay, we'll see you next month, Jeff.
Looking forward to
Thanks again, buddy. All right, the news is coming up right after this.